I gotta say, man, I miss that show. Every time I hear the theme, I'm like, man. So,
I'd watch one episode over and over again. Anytime Pop-Up Video was on, I'd sit down and watch.
I love Pop-Up Video. I do. I think it's great. I think it was one of the most clever shows that VH1 has ever had on. I really loved it. All right. Skip Skipley, our host, Mr. Skipley Skipsonson.
Yes.
Who's going to go first?
Well, we'll start with you.
Uh-oh.
Our song is Paula Abdul, Straight Up.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This isn't the one with Keanu, is it?
No, that's Rush.
No,
Rush.
That's Rush.
Okay, very I was going to say again. Yeah. All right. She's going to kill me on this. Oh no! Do I have to sing?
Yep.
Oh man, I don't.
So jealous.
I know, right?
God, I don't know. Straight up, now tell me, do you want to be with me or another? Oh! Or is it just a hit and run?
Wow. I guess we could call that singing.
Esmeralda seemed to enjoy that.
Yeah.
I mean, you got it right for the most part.
Ish.
I don't. Oh, God, I'm going to lose on this one. Okay, go ahead.
Esmeralda, which former late night talk show host appears with Paula Abdul in this video?
Arsenio Hall.
That is correct.
Yeah, they dated, right?
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Way to go, Arsenio.
Yeah. I just remember that, like, when she was on his show, he'd be like, you know, we dated.
And what was her reaction to that?
Yes, we did, Arsenio. You want to move on? Jackass, I believe, was her. Okay, 1-1.
Now I'm just imagining, like, double dates with Arsenio Hall, Eddie Murphy, and Paula Abdul.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. who would double date with what? What do you...
Well, like just like Eddie Murphy and whatever attractive woman he was dating. Maybe he was Mel B. Oh. So maybe Eddie Murphy, Mel B, Paula Abdul, and Arsenio Hall are at like a Denny's together or something.
See, I was thinking Eric. I don't know where that came from. Eddie Murphy and Arsenio were dating. And they brought Paula Abdul along. That's what I was thinking.
That visual, that's two weather in traffic.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, it is 4:15, isn't it? Weird Al rules. Jasmine, our old friend Jasmine, got in for Wild Card Wednesday with Weird Al and Eat It. Okay. Now, I wonder if they ever did. They ever do a pop-up video for Eat It? I think they did one for Beat It.
Yeah, I don't know if they did any for Weird Al.
They should do an entire.
They should. That'd
for
be good.
His entire catalog.
Point out all the jokes.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're back. We're back. Yeah. Do you guys remember the character that Jimmy Fallon used to do when he was the one man morning zoo on SNL? Do you remember that?
No.
No.
You guys don't remember that? It was like the best thing Jimmy Fallon ever did on that show. He was like one guy who did an entire room full of morning zoo characters. And like his catchphrase was, and we're back! He would do a man in the box. There was a girl on traffic. There was a man in the box. And he would be like, yeah, I'm the man in the box. I sound like a complete lunatic, but it was a really great sketch. It was one of the best characters that Jimmy Fallon ever did on SNL. He was I can't remember his name, but he was the one man morning zoo guy. He had two different microphones and he did like six different voices of an entire morning zoo crew. And then he would have like a celebrity come in and he would embarrass them, like by saying that they farted on, you know, they'd have whoever the guest host was, the person would come in to be on the morning zoo show to promote like some charity event. And it would turn into him and the other quote unquote characters of the morning zoo making fun of the celebrity. The best one they ever did was when Ben Affleck came in as a different morning zoo guy, and they had a battle of the morning zoo characters. It was just like the best thing Jimmy Fallon ever did on that show. All right, we're back! Can't believe you guys don't remember that. Okay. Dan, do you have any? Are you looking it up?
Nothing online.
What? I did not. This is not some vision that I had in the middle of the night after eating a pork sandwich in bed. This happened.
Was foot cheese involved?
No foot cheese. No. The real thing. He did it. I'm telling you. We're back. There are people who are listening right now going, yes, Nick, it did happen. Jimmy Fallon had a character where he imitated a bunch of people. He was on the radio and he did a fake morning zoo. Okay. What the hell? All right, so we're tied at one, right, on this card?
Yes, we are.
Paula Abdul, what's it called?
Straight up.
Okay. All right, I got one. Esmeralda's got one.
That is correct.
All right. Okay, Skip Skipley.
All right, Mr. DiGilio.
Yes.
Paula's career went straight up after she provided the choreography for the video Torture. Which musical family made the video Torture?
The Jacksons.
That is correct.
She did the choreography for that?
Apparently she did.
Is that the one in the video where they're in a prison?
Maybe. It's Torture!
That might be it. Actually, I think they did that as a pop-up.
Did they? They probably did. They probably did, yeah.
Esmeralda. Paula won an Emmy for her choreography on this 1980s sketch comedy show that featured The Simpsons.
Oh my God. Tracy Ullman Show.
That is correct.
All right.
I wonder what choreography went down on the Tracy Ullman Show. I don't remember.
She had musical numbers and
did
stuff.
She?
Yeah. Yeah, Tracy Ullman, you know, had a very big hit record. I can't remember the name of it, but she did. She had a big hit record. It was like it was the name of some guy. Paul McCartney was on it.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't remember. But she did. She had a hit song. She did. Well, I don't know if it reached number one. So in Esmeralda's mind, it's not a hit.
Nope.
Okay, what's next?
Wow. Okay, this is very dark.
Are we on the other side of the card?
We are on the other side of the card.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Giglio. Which of the following musicians did not die in an aircraft accident?
So who didn't die in an airplane accident?
Correct.
All right.
Yeah, multiple choice.
All right.
John Denver, Keith Moon, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Buddy Holly.
Keith Moon.
That is correct.
Is there a plane in the video, in the straight up?
No, because the plane didn't go straight up.
Oh.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's terrible.
That's my guess. I might be wrong, but still.
No, Keith Moon, you know, he died the way that everybody knew he was going to die. Yeah. Okay.
Esmeralda. Arsenio Hall and Eddie Murphy worked in what food establishment in Coming to America? This is multiple choice.
McDowell's.
McDowell's, yes.
Do you remember who the person who comes in and tries to rob the place is?
Samuel
Jackson.
Louis Anderson back there with the guys.
That's right, Louis Anderson. Oh, man. That bar's good. Yeah, good and terrible.
Sexual chocolate.
Who? Sexual chocolate!
Another multiple choice.
Oh!
Who was the next-door neighbor on the Partridge Family that occasionally played along with the band?
Oh, man.
Was it Joey, Alan, Chris, or Ricky?
George? Karzis, you listening? This is right around the same time as Mannix.
Who was the next-door neighbor on the Partridge Family that occasionally played along with the band?
Was it on after Mannix or before?
I thought you were going to say after MASH. That was a great show, After MASH. Okay, Joey.
That is incorrect.
Oh, man.
Little Ricky.
All right.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
Uma Thurman starred in which film about a woman with unusually large thumbs?
That's not multiple choice?
That is not multiple choice.
Come on!
Uma Thurman starred in which film about a woman with unusually large thumbs?
That's ridiculous that's not multiple choice. Seriously. I mean, I know it, but that's ridiculous that it's not multiple choice.
Isn't it every movie? Because she's got big old hands.
No, but her thumbs are enormous in this movie.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think this is fair. I want you to write VH1 now.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't even think of a
For shame on this card, VH1.
I can't even think of a movie other than Kill Bill.
It's not Kill Bill.
Well, no, I know it's not.
It's based on a Tom Robbins book, if that helps.
Nope. Hmm.
Gus Van Sant directed it, if it helps.
No. No, what is it?
It's a long title.
Oh, okay,
helps.
Yeah, no.
Even Cowgirls Get the Blues.
Oh. Yeah. No, I haven't seen that. So.
That's ridiculous that that was not a multiple choice. Truly. Is that the last one on that card?
That is the last one.
Good.
On that
Whoever
card.
Was the writer on that card needs a slap right across the mouth.
Shame on them.
Texter's also letting us know that Tracy Allman's hit song was They Don't Know About Us.
They Don't Know. That's right. They Don't Know About Us.
Is that that 1950s?
And yes.
Paul McCartney was just in the car hi.
Exactly. You remember that? Tracy Allman.
Yeah, because I think it was a pop-up video.
It probably was. Yeah, it probably was. Okay, what's our next card?
It may be Wild Card Wednesday, but in the pop-up video world, it's Two for Tuesday because the next one's Paula Abdul's Rush Rush.
Come on! Well, now Esmeralda's got to, at least you got to sing the damn thing because I have no idea. All right, Rush Rush, right?
Yes.
All right.
Esmeralda, please
sing
it.
Oh, I have to sing it.
Yeah, okay. I can't.
Rush, Rush. Come on, something, come to me. Rush, rush. I can feel ya. I can feel ya.
Next to me.
There you go, yeah. What?
No, that's fantastic. I wouldn't even know if that was accurate. Honest to God, I have no clue. All right.
I couldn't tell you any of the verses.
Right.
Okay.
But you got the breathy part down, which is the important part.
All right.
Once again, proving this game is slated
for Keanu question. It's got to be a Keanu
what
question.
What speedy actor stars with Paula Abdul in this video?
Come on, speedy. They threw in the word speedy. What pointy and breaky actor? They should have just did that.
They could have said, what excellent adventure did he go on?
That's right.
I don't know. We haven't gotten to the second half of the card
yet. Yeah, that's
yet,
true. So that might be in there. All right, Keanu. All right, we're going to break here. We're tied at four, Esmeralda. We're going neck and neck here.
Oh, boy.
Neck and neck. Thank God for even Cowgirls Get the Blues. News is next. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Wild Card Wednesday, yeah, Wild Card Wednesday. Carol requested the jazz standard Night Train. All right.
Should be doing some sort of...
striptease.
Like, scantily striptease.
That's what, I mean, I know that that's what that song is kind of associated with.
Yeah.
Like old school burlesque. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, we are in the middle of a deadly battle. Esmeralda. Yeah.
Paula Abdul is in the middle of it.
Dan, you're right. These cards are really leaning towards me. Paula Abdul.
Yeah, they really are, because out of 8 Paula Abdul questions, one of them involves Keanu Reeves.
And then she gets the one with the even Cowgirls Get the Blues. All right, it's tied. 4-4. Esmeralda with 4, me with 4. And we're playing the incredible quiz based on VH1's pop-up video where we answer pop culture-related questions and questions about videos. And this video is for Rushing Rush? Rush Rush.
Rush Hour Traffic.
Right. All right, so it's Esmeralda, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Paula Abdul's success led her to star in ads for what soft drink? Paula Abdul's success led her to star in ads for what soft drink?
Hmm. I'm going to go with, Pepsi.
That is incorrect. Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
Oh, see, one or the other.
Yeah.
I didn't know which war she was, what side she was on.
What side she was on, exactly. All right. Okay, Skippington Skipsleys.
Mr. DiGilio, yes. What 1950s teen movie is the video based upon?
Rebel Without a Cause.
That is correct. Imagine that. Movie question.
Mm-hmm. Skip Skipley, not happy.
All right.
He should be grump grumply. Grump grumply, everybody.
Esmeralda, Harry Carey was the longtime announcer for what sports team?
Come on!
Could you imagine if I got it wrong? The Cubs.
That is correct.
Sorry, the Sox. Sorry, St. Louis. Yeah. The Cardinals. Actually, he was with the Cardinals longest.
That's true. I don't know what the relation there is, so if anybody wants
if anybody knows that, why they would ask about Harry Carey.
About the Rush video.
Does anybody go off a cliff and die and commit Harry Carey in the video?
That's good. That might be a good point.
Oh, maybe.
Doesn't somebody crash? Doesn't Keanu die in it? Doesn't Keanu go flying?
You know, it's like Rebel Without a Cause.
Yeah.
So it's that whole thing. But I guess they don't kill themselves. I guess he wants to because he's so sad.
So does Paula Abdul, is she the Natalie Wood role?
Yes.
Does she do the thing? Does she stand in the middle of the road with the...
I believe so.
Okay.
If I remember the video correctly. And he's drinking milk in one scene.
Keanu?
Yes.
See? That's why. That's good. Good for him. All right. So that's the end of that card?
No, we have two more questions.
Oh, three more questions.
Man.
Okay, so it's tied at 5 right now.
Wrong song, by the way. That's straight up. Your O-O-O's.
No, I was... Oh, okay. I don't even know. I don't know. I was doing... Okay.
All right.
Oh. All right. What do we got next? Whose turn is it? Me?
Yes.
Oh, for God's sake.
Keno is the most similar to which of the following casino games? Multiple choice. Roulette, bingo, blackjack, or coin toss?
Bingo.
That is correct.
Keanu. Keno.
Yeah.
Yes. See?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Esmeralda, which diet mogul is known for ranting, "Stop the insanity"?
Oh, Susan Powder.
That is correct.
Now, was that not multiple choice?
That was not multiple choice.
I remember her
I would
so
not
clearly.
Have gotten that. I would have said,
really?
Crazy blonde, short-haired chick. Okay.
I used to watch those all the time.
Wow. All right. I would not have done well there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mr. Giglio.
What now?
In which Tom Petty song is a character described as rebel without a clue? So which...
Into the Great Wide Open.
That is correct.
All right.
That ends our card.
All right. So it is now 7-6 me. So I'm ahead 7-6.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Our next song is Notorious by Duran Duran.
Oh, now see, now we're talking.
What?
Unreal. I'm going to need help from above. I'm going to need help from, hey, listen, to give me some help here. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, so I got to sing this?
Right. Maybe I'll sing back up.
Oh, there we go.
I don't know the actual lyrics, but I do know. Notorious. Down. Notorious.
Oh, my God. So good.
All right.
Very, very impressive.
Thank
Simon.
You very much.
Very impressive.
How your voice just echoed like that
it
naturally?
I can do that naturally.
Wow.
I don't have to press any buttons or anything.
Goodness.
I had some surgery done. All right.
Esmeralda. Name the woman in this video who is notorious for modeling Calvin Klein underwear.
That can't be her. No, it can't be her because that's too early.
Name the woman in this video who is notorious for modeling Calvin Klein underwear.
I could not tell you.
Nick, would you like to take a guess?
It's not Brooke Shields.
Nope.
No, that's what I was thinking, but that's
well, who is it?
Who do you think it is, Esmeralda? Who would be too early? Who was your guess?
Kate Moss.
No, you're right. Christy Turlington.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
I wouldn't have guessed that either.
Okay.
Mr. DiGiglio.
What happened?
Of the three Taylors in the band, Andy, Roger, and John,
yeah,
which ones are actually brothers?
None.
That is correct.
Oh, look at that.
Pop up video trying to trick you.
Come on, man. Don't play around with me.
You got really angry, too.
Yeah, don't ask. That's a stupid question. None of the Taylors are related in Duran Duran. Everybody knows that.
Esmeralda, which award-winning choreographer of this video is notorious for her work as a cheerleader, dancer, and singer?
See? That Paula Abdul.
What's
helping me out.
Triple Play Thursday.
What is going on? What is happening? How did this? How?
Paul, I got Paul on my shoulder.
That what it is? What you got?
That's what I got.
Good Lord! All right.
Oh, we have flipped the card.
Okay, he just flipped the card.
That's better for me.
What is it now? What Paula Abdul song?
No.
All right.
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened now?
What is the name of Ross's monkey on Friends?
Wait, how did you...
Marcel.
How did you just...
Is it Marcel?
Ross's monkey on Friends is Marcel. That is
okay.
Correct.
Okay. I thought you just said monkey.
He was laughing.
I was too busy laughing. Because once again, the game is geared towards Giglio.
Well, not really.
It's only the show that you created.
Well, it's true. But I seriously, I remember that only because I've never seen an episode with the monkey in it.
Right. You just picked the monkey, but you didn't name him.
Yeah, I didn't name him. I let them name. I'd left the show by then.
For 2 seconds, I was expecting it. Who was acting mayor? I'm sure that would have been amazing.
Yeah, that would have been unbelievable. Acting mayor after Harold Washington passed away? Who was acting mayor of Chicago? Who was only acting mayor of Chicago?
Man.
Okay.
All right, the next three are multiple choice.
Okay.
So, Esmeralda, what was Brooke Shields' character's name in The Blue Lagoon?
Oh.
Was she Betsy, Emma, Pinky, or Anna? What was Brooke Shields' character name? That is correct.
Pinky?
Yeah, Pinky, that's a...
That's good.
What? Wow. What? Why is Brooke Shields...
Let's see here.
Because Calvin Klein, probably. It was probably a connection with the Calvin Klein thing.
Yeah. You're right. Okay. That's the Calvin Klein mirror.
Yeah. All right. Okay, it is now 10-8. I'm in the lead.
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened now?
What notorious historic figure did Bobby Brady temporarily idolize?
Benedict Arnold.
Is that
correct?
Incorrect. Incorrect.
Oh.
Answer too quickly.
Oh, I answered too quickly. It was multiple choice.
Yes.
Well,
Benedict Arnold is on this list.
I would have picked it. So what?
Would Esmeralda like to guess?
What's the choices?
Benedict Arnold, Abraham Lincoln, Jesse James, or Karl Marx?
Karl Marx?
That would have been a whole different TV show. Lincoln. No?
Jesse James. I never remember that now. Karl Marx? I don't think the writing staff on the Brady Bunch even knew who Karl Marx was.
Makes him a little, like, hipster Marxist.
God. I jumped to that. I probably would have gotten it if I waited, because I'm an idiot. Mm-hmm. I would have said Jesse James. I probably would have gotten it. They called him Benedict Arnold at one point. He was very upset about it.
Ah.
In a different episode, they were calling him. He had to play Benedict Arnold in the school play.
There you go.
He was all mad. Okay.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
Greg Brady stole what from a rival high school? A, the football trophy. B, the mascot. C, a statue of George Washington. D, a football playbook.
What? The mascot?
That is correct. Okay. It was a dog, right?
A pig, I think.
Is it in the movie?
They actually allude to it in the movie.
Oh, maybe that's why.
But it was an episode. For real, he did.
Right.
It might have been a dog. I think it was a pig. All right. So how many left on this card?
That completed that card.
Okay. So we'll have time for one more card.
Okay.
It's a tight game.
Mm-hmm.
10 me, 9 you.
Oh, boy.
And we would, before we go to Weather Chat, we would like to thank our brilliant, brilliant listeners. Going back to the Harry Carey question.
Yes.
The reason he was on the Rush card was because he was the mayor of Rush Street.
Oh, very good.
Bravo, pop-up video.
Very good. Pop-up video doing a little research.
Goodness. For both listener and pop-up video.
Nice job, listener. Steve requested on Wildcard Wednesday a little 10 years after, standing at the station. This song's a jam. Dan, have we heard anything text-wise from listeners or anything confirming that Jimmy Fallon did indeed have a character where he imitated everybody on a morning zoo?
No.
I cannot believe that nobody remembers that.
We did get confirmation that it was Peter that played Benedict Arnold,
not Bobby.
And the mascot that was stolen was Raquel the goat.
It was a goat.
Oh.
It's a good thing that it wasn't Black Phillip. That would have been a terrible thing.
They would be living deliciously.
Well, they would live deliciously.
I knew it was a goat. I remember that.
Mary remembers it was a goat. Okay. Did you remember? What was the name of the goat?
I don't remember. Raquel.
Raquel.
I don't remember that.
Okay.
And I don't remember anything Paula Abdul, even though I loved her.
Hey, let me ask you a question then. Did you remember the kid next door that would bust in on the Partridge Family and play with him?
Little Ricky.
The kid who looked like John Denver?
Yeah. Do you remember his name? Character name?
Oh.
We had that question
like
earlier.
Jonathan or something.
It's Ricky.
Ricky?
Yeah, I had no clue.
It's not Ricky.
Well, according to the game.
Come on. Ricky. Didn't
pop-up
he look
video,
like John Denver?
I think he did. No. You're thinking of Oliver on the Brady Bunch.
That's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Oliver on the Brady Bunch.
What were we thinking?
Partridge Family.
Oh, Partridge Family.
Next door neighbor kid would come in and play with him every once in a while, and that was little Ricky.
I don't remember that kid at all.
Okay. I'm glad I'm not the only one. Okay.
Here we go.
Make
you feel better, 847. I remember Fallon's Morning Zoo character.
Thank you, 847. And I'm including everybody who lives in that area code knows it. All right. It's 10 to 9. Here we go. What's the next card?
Next song is Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper.
I think we're on even playing ground here. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Esmeralda.
Okay.
Please sing a line.
Hold on. Oh, man. I'll just sing the chorus. And girls, they want to have fun. Oh, girls just want to have. That's all they really want. It's so. Okay.
That's great.
Bravo.
That was great.
Thank you.
It was really great.
Did it feel like she was here, right?
Absolutely.
It's like, wow, what a voice.
I actually pictured Lou Albano standing next to you.
Nick and Esmeralda left. It's Cyndi Lauper and Simon Le Bon in studio with us now.
Yeah.
Let's see how they do.
Oh, man. All right, we're tied at 10 now. Here we go.
What does Captain Lou Albano play in the video?
Her dad.
That is correct.
Yeah. Captain Lou, man. All right.
Naturally, a wrestler question comes up for me.
Right?
I knew you were going to say that, man.
Jeez.
What's the self-descriptive title of Cyndi's first album, Esmeralda?
Oh, She's So Strange.
Close.
She's So Unusual.
She is so unusual. Very nice.
We're going to give it to you.
Nice recovery.
Aw, thanks.
All right.
What member of Cyndi's real family appeared in the video?
Her mother.
That is correct.
Yeah. Playing her mother.
Mary Sandberg, by the way, is taking the crown for your new favorite producer because she just sent me the YouTube video for Jimmy Fallon's Morning Zoo.
Thank you, Mary. I love you, Mary.
Some digging.
Yeah.
You didn't have to dig far. I'm telling you. It's the best.
I didn't go to YouTube because usually SNL clips are not
YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Yahoo. It's Yahoo or Hulu. Those are usually the places
to go. How
about
that? Good job, Mary.
All right, Mary.
All right. Flipping the card.
Uh-oh. Now, this is for Esmeralda, right?
That is correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. Who played the working girl in 1988's movie Working Girl?
Hold on.
Again, that's not multiple choice.
No, I know. Oh, I could see her in my stupid head. Hold on.
While you're thinking about it, Derek would like to let you know, Esmeralda, that he's going to send you a bill for the windshield you cracked.
I wish I could crack glass.
While he's driving into work.
Hold on. She's married Antonio Banderas.
Was.
Melanie Griffith.
That is correct.
She's not married to him anymore?
No, they
got divorced.
That's sad.
Oh.
Sorry, this is like years ago now.
I know she was with Don Johnson and Stephen Bauer.
Right.
So. All right.
Okay, multiple choice here. All right. Lou Grant is to Mary Richards as Mel is to the following. Ted Baxter, Schneider, Philip, or Flo?
Flo.
That is correct.
Okay. Their boss.
Hmm.
Well, that's her boss. All right.
All the remaining questions are also multiple choice.
Oh, okay, boy.
Good.
Here we go.
Now,
by the way, it's 13-12.
Oh, man.
It's tight here.
Yeah, we've got a break here in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
Who officiated at Cindy's 1991 wedding? A, a priest. B, Little Richard. C, Screamin' Jay Hawkins. D, a rabbi. Who officiated at Cindy's
19- I'm going to
go rabbi. That is incorrect.
Darn.
I think it's Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Little Richard.
It was Little Richard.
Ah. I was gonna go with that, but then I'm like, I think she's Jewish.
Yeah, I think they met on WrestleMania. I'm not kidding. I think they did.
Man.
All right,
Mr. Gilliam.
What happened?
Who coined the term "the mother of all battles"? A. George Bush. B. Ayatollah Khomeini. C. Jesse the Body Ventura. D. Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
That is correct.
Why is that on there?
Because the mother was in the original, was your question. She was the only member of Cindy Lauper's family.
Oh, I see. So. Okay. Was that it?
That is the card.
That's the card.
So either we can play a little bit of your Jimmy Fallon video or we can call it a day. What do you want to do?
Play a little bit of the Jimmy Fallon. I won, by the way, 14-12.
All right, let's see if, let's see if YouTube makes us watch an ad for
it. Of course they will. Does anybody never skip the ad? Does anybody go, no, I won't skip it?
Sometimes.
What?
I do it just so we can, so the next time I pull up a song, I don't have to
watch. Oh, I see. Now that makes sense.
There was some, it was some high-end, like, perfume or something that did these really gorgeous videos that for the, when I watched them, I'm like, wait, I want to watch this and not what I was going to watch.
Oh.
There were little vignettes and they were really cute.
I don't think I've ever not skipped an ad.
It's the one and only time.
Yeah. We haven't. Issues?
Yeah, my computer doesn't want to play it, apparently.
Oh.
Well, there you go.
Because it doesn't exist.
Because it's not real.
That was it.
Oh, so it was just a clip of, and we're back!
Taped off of someone's TV.
That's why it's on YouTube. Because the person just taped their TV. Just the one part, and we're back! You got to trust me on this. It's funny. Mary knows. Ask Sandberg. She knows. It's funny.
We don't doubt you.
Yeah. In this regard.
What was that?
That was Mary texting me.
Oh.
I was like, time's up. That's what it was. And our time is up.
And shut up. All right. We got a break anyway, don't we? Right here?
Yes, we do.
Okay, let's take a break. Steve Grzanich and the Opening Bell is coming up next. Hey, Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Rachel True from The Craft.
I know, it's exciting.
Very exciting. All right, we will be back.